Jeffrey Rouse is a dyed-in-the-wool local boy. A Jesuit high school valedictorian, he went from Duke University to Georgetown Medical School before returning to the Crescent City.
Like, you know, any good New Orleanian, you know, you can only stretch the rubber band so far until you decide to come back home.
There was another reason as well, a girl.
I knew her actually from New Orleans because she's the little sister of a friend of mine from high school in typical New Orleans fashion. And then Hurricane Katrina hit, and my life took an abrupt left turn.
He'd been in the coroner's office for a couple of years when Katrina forced Dr. Rouse to flee with his family to Houston. He returned almost immediately, working nearly alone for close to a week before other medical personnel got in to help. He remembers it as scary but exhilarating. So when he decided to run for coroner after almost a decade in that office, he figured, how hard could it be?
I've been shown a quote subsequent to my victory that I think adequately explains it. They did not know it was impossible, so they did it. And that is exactly what happened to me. Literally, I jumped into the race with a level of naivete that all the persons, both in the political sphere and outside the political sphere, sort of snicker at. Because at that time, I believed, well, you know, you put your name out there, you go around, you meet a few people, maybe you do some interviews, and then the public decides. And that's the sum total of what it takes to get elected to the office. I was rapidly disabused of that notion.
The Rouse for coroner race became pretty much a mom-and-pop affair. But Rouse found himself trying to believe folk who said, if you just make it into the runoff, you'll have a shot.
As a candidate with no name recognition, except for that which I borrowed from the Rouse's grocery store chain, which I, of course, am not related to, at least closely, I did not have enough time to simply just be the right guy and be a good guy and get my name out there to this level sufficient to win the race. Winning the race in the primary was never an option. It was never part of my strategy. My entire strategy was to force the runoff. And when the first returns came in on the primary election day, by virtue of the fact that I was not dead, I considered it a victory.
Now, Dr. Rouse is a trained adult psychiatrist. You would think he could analyze the ins and outs of the political rat race. Not so, really.
It was a unique experience. I mean, you know, all physicians, regardless of specialty, are used to being ensconced in their circle of expertise. You come to us, we know more about what's going on with you than you know about what's going on with yourself. We've read the books, we've done it for a while, and we operate within our sort of parameters. This is like completely destroying those parameters. This is not just something that happens. This is a skill set from the logistics to the unspoken rules of campaigning to the ability to manage one's personal energy to the point where you can maintain going to four or five events a night.
So what are the unspoken rules?
Number one is you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to drink. When a voter comes to you, you can't be unable to engage them because you've got a mouthful of food or you're drinking. You have to always be ready for that because first impressions do mean a lot. And in a city this big but small and connected, if you make a bad impression on that particular person, the network effects of that could be enormous and you wouldn't know it. In the very beginning, I literally lost 11 pounds. In the process, yes, just by go, 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 go. Well, trust me, I've gained it back on the second half, that's for sure.
Dr. Rouse has learned a lot about campaigning since he made his first political call on his wife.
She said, yeah, go for it. We both decided, well, how hard could it be? And little did we know, it was one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life.
Now, New Orleanians are used to their coroner being a music man, like former coroner Dr. Frank Mignot and his trumpet. So what can we expect from Dr. Rouse?
I probably shouldn't talk about this publicly, but my fourth grade trumpet teacher, Mr. Compagno, if he's alive, he's rolling his eyes, and if he's passed away, he's rolling in his grave, because I was a horrible, horrible trumpet player. I mean, it is laughable. I can keep a beat on the drums, although I'm nowhere near ready to do that publicly. Perhaps I'll be doing that by the end of this term.
To read more about Dr. Rouse's campaign, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.